right now. Okay, Erev Tov. So tonight, Mitzuvah Merabanan, it's part 23, Chaver 23, and we're discussing tonight generally Tefillah B'Tzibur. Very interesting area. So I had to ask you, what is the purpose of Tefillah B'Tzibur? What would you tell me? All right, you tell me exactly opposite of what we're going to learn in a moment. The Gemara says in Brachos Daf Ches Amud Aleph, Tanin Amihachi, Reb Nosson Omer, Minayin Shein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mois B'Tfilosin Shel Rabim. How do we know that God does not scorn the tefillah, the prayer of the multitudes? Shenemar, the Pasuk in Iyov, Hein El Kabir V'lo Yamas. He is a mighty God, V'lo Yamas. He does not despise that which is good. By the way, that phrase, El Kabir, unfortunately, has now a very sad progeny. Allahu Akbar is based on this. Kabir is Akbar, mighty God. Hein El Kabir V'lo Yamas. Uchsiv, Padav Shalom Nafshi Mikarov Li, that God redeems my soul with peace from the battles that I have fought. Kibar Abim Hayui Madi, many people rose against me. Pasuk familiar to everyone here because we read it during V'yitin Lecha. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kol Osek Betora Uvegimilos Chasodim Umispal Matzibor Malani Alov Keilu Pedoani Li Ulovanai Mibeinu Mosolam. Anyone who's involved in tefillah and gemilas chasodim and davens with a tzibur, God construes it as if he has redeemed him and his children, meaning us, from the nations of the world. So God does not mois the tefillah of the rabbim, all right? Nor, and one who's davens with tzibur, it's as if God himself feels a sense of redemption, kivyachol. So you see, by the way, not like the question I first asked, what is the purpose of Tefillah B'Tzibur? And you would have thought, Marty was about to say it, that's in order to enable us to say Dvarim Shebekdusha, Kaddish, Kedusha, Baruchu, etc. No, Mikan Mivuar, Shat Tzibur, Lorak Emtzila Mirat Dvarim Shebekdusha. The Tzibur is not, having ten, a minion, is not just a means to sing Dvarim Shebekdusha, Ela shel tefillah b'tzibur yesh maman miyuchad b'fnei atzmo. But tefillah b'tzibur has an independent standing, all of itself. There's a chashivas, there's a chalos in the tzibur. The tzibur adds a quality to the tefillah that transcends the fact that it enables us to say Baruch Hu and Kaddish and Kedusha, read the Torah, etc.
I thought in the early days, they didn't have Siddurim, and only one person knew the Tefillos, and people just answered Amen. Well,
so for that, you're correct, but for that, you would not need a minion. In other words, if Shatz is being Motzi people, because they can't read, I could be Motzi you, all right? You could be Motzi someone else. You could have two people daven. How often does it happen? Someone ever can't daven for whatever reason, and someone reads the tefillah and he answers Amen. So you don't need a minion for that. You need a minion for Dvarim Shebekdusha. All right? Now the Chayodam says it like this. V'ikr, it's in Chelek Aleph Klal Yates. V'ikr tefillah b'tzibur hu tefillah Shemon Esrei. The essence of tefillah b'tzibur is a Shemon Esrei. Dehainu sheyispalu asar anashim shem gedolim biyachad. That 10 adult males should daven together. V'lo kemo shechoshvim ha-hamon she'ikr l'spal basar rak mishem l'shmo ha-kadosh kedusha baruch hu. Not like the masses think that you need 10 in order to recite these parts of the davening. Thank you. Rak sheia asar beveis haknesses, and therefore they don't care about davening together as long as there's 10. V'hu tos gadol. That is a big mistake. L'chein chov al adam shima lover lebeis haknesses sheyascham hashatz v'chdei sheyuchal l'spal k'seder. It's incumbent on a person to hasten to shul so he'll be able to daven together with the shech tzibur. He can daven in the order with the tzibur. Shiomer mitchila kol habrachos. He says all the brachos from the beginning, Uparshas Atomid, Shabbatavanoseno, Achshav Makom Karban Atomid Shal Shachar, Vispal Kaseder. Come on time, you get the other brachos, you answer Amen, say the Karbonos, and of course Davin Shmon Eser with the Tzibur. And to underscore the point, Kishemispal Matzibur, when you daven together with the community, with the minion, also Lahaktim Tvilaso Achispal Hatzibur. You can't proceed, you can't daven before the Tzibur does. You can't start Shemoneh Esrei before they do. V'afila rotza lotzeis chutz leves haknesses asur. Even if you have to leave early, you can't daven shmoneser before them, or you're not davening with the tzibur. Imlo shuchola onus if he's not ill or otherwise coerced by some by circumstances. Oshat tzibur marichim bepiutim m'ser sheyaver zman tefila. What tzibur is taking too long to daven the piutim, and you'll miss the zman tefila. Does mutar lahakdim, but in a general sense, can't. If they're going to be late, go outside rather than disparage the tzibur by separating. That question's always asked. We've dealt with it a number of times. Let's say a person davens a long Shmon Esrei, such that if they start together with the tzibur, they'll run late and they'll miss Kedusha. Can they start earlier? So the answer is yes, but not too much early. I once discussed this with Ron Soloveitchik, and he said that once the tzibur is in Ezras, then a person can start, because most of the tefillah will be davened together with the tzibur. But it's the davening together with the tzibur that is most critical, and that defines a tefillah with the tzibur. Now, even this has a dimension to it. Yes?
What about the opposite problem?
Too quick?
The tzibur davened so quickly that a person can't keep up to start Shmona Esrei with them.
Oh, so that person either find a new place to daven or get there before the tzibur and started Pesukah Zimra before them. There was no chiyuv daven Pesukah Zimra with the tzibur. All right, you can stop before. Or even better, if it's the same time, you should concert Pesukah Zimra. You know, omit some mizmorim, say them after davening. This way you'll be able to say Shmon Esrei together with the tzibur.
So a person who's
yes.
in a hurry to daven.
Yes.
Right? And let's say, so he shouldn't daven in shul?
If a person's in a hurry to daven, such that he won't even daven Shmoneser with the tzibur,
right.
That's what he says. Chayadim says, "Yosef lelech oz lebeis lespal, go home and daven." Because for a person to daven, if you're late, it's one thing, and you're davening after them. But if you're davening before, that's really a preacher min tzibur. Like you're finished Shmoneser and leaving shul, they're not up to Kriyas Shema. That's what he says. In that case, better to stay home. Hmm. Now,
didn't we learn that if somebody misses the minyan,
yeah,
better to daven that the daven is held?
That's correct.
So then why wouldn't it hold true for that term?
You see, he doesn't hold that if you're davening in the tzibur.
But you could, no, I see what I'm saying, but you don't necessarily have to daven in the shul with the tzibur. You go into the hallway and daven.
I mean, you're talking about a one-room schoolhouse here.
Okay.
You daven outside, or the case you're talking about is, that's one option. The other option is daven at the time the tzibur davens, to link yourself somehow to the tzibur, right? But to depreciate the tzibur, to separate oneself from the tzibur, so that couldn't be. Now, how do we define a tzibur? So we know it's a minyan, but here we come to this very interesting area that we encounter on occasion, and that is rov tzibur. All right, let's say you have a minyan, but some people davened already. How does that work out? So he's a tshuva from Moshe Feinstein. Very interesting. First Chelek Or HaChaim, Simon Chof Ches. If it's enough, the question is does it suffice to have rov, either six or seven, to lehechashev b'malas tefila b'tzibur b'tzeref elu shekvar espalo? Or can you have six or seven people who davened already, and three or four who didn't? All right, does that suffice for tefila b'tzibur? So Moshe says, in essence, no. No. But not no as you would think. Hine bedvar milas tefila b'tzibur sheshama shamarti shudavka kishakol asar mispalam v'lo sagbir of minyan. What you heard that I said, that it's not enough to have rov. You need 10 who are davening. Hu ha'mes, that's the truth. And that's the Chayadam says. U'masha huska shesagibir of minyan hu rakl inyan loma davar shebekdusha. Where it says that it suffices to have you need a minion, that's only for davar shebekdusha. V'atam pashut, the shach inyan rubo kekulo shiurim. The concept of rubo kekulo, that the majority is the equivalent of the entirety, that doesn't apply to shiurim. To bechol shiurim af mashu makev. If you're missing something from the shiur, it's makev. It precludes fulfillment of the mitzvah. So, for example, if something requires a kezias to eat, we don't say rov kezias is kekulo. You need a kezias. So the question would be, if you need 10, so why then would 6 or 7 be enough? So he explains as follows. U'dechazinan gam bekan gufe b'chashiva sibur demin asor mikro detoch toch ve'edo edo. That's the gzera shav we learned a while ago. Af le'inyan amir's davar shebekdusha bo'ina kol asor v'lo sagi b'ruba. Regarding the davar shebekdusha, you need all 10, and rov is not enough. mishum dehu kechal ashiur b'matzino b'midos v'chein b'shiur mispar mishcholos. The thing is a number, is a weight. You can't even diminish it by a mashu. The rakish yesh asara shu kol hasach shetzarcha chashiv tzibur. Only when you have 10 that creates a tzibur. V'anidon hu rak kama tzrichim liyos michuyavim b'amir zdovish shebikdusha. And the issue is only how many people have to be obligated in reciting those Dvarim Shebikdusha, that if they're already exempt, then you don't need them, for they can't be part of it. There we say Ruba Kukulo. So Moshe has a very interesting distinction. He says you need 10 who haven't davened to create a cheftza of tefillah b'tzibur, all right? You need 10, not 6 or 7. 6 or 7 suffices for people to say dvarm shebikdusha, all right? In other words, you need 10 for a minyan, you need 10 to define the tefillah as a tefillah b'tzibur, but what you need in order to recite dvarm shebikdusha is to, you need a heter, maybe better said this way, you need to somehow undo the iser of saying a Dvarim Shebikdusha, like Kaddish or Baruch Hu, with less than 10, all right? So because that's not a shir anymore, that already constitutes a whole, a michuyovin, so it suffices to have only 6 or 7 out of 10 who are still obligated. You don't need everyone obligated. So he distinguishes, and this is the point, between the recitation of Dvarim Shebikdusha, which requires 10, a block of 10, but only 6 or 7 michuyavin, and having a din of tefillah b'tzibur, which requires 10. So let's say, for example, people daven mincha ma'ariv, all right? Let's say mincha at a wedding. That's where it happens quite frequently. People miss the minyan, and they have now 6 people in daven, and they ask another 4 to stand. So what Moshe is saying is, they can daven as a minyan and recite Dvarim Shebikdusha, but it has no din of a tefillah b'tzibur, because they don't have a tzibur. A tzibur requires a block of 10, and that they don't have. All right, that's Ramosha's chiddush. He says it like this: Lefir Moshe, kevan shetfilah cholal lehemer gam biyachid. Since tefillah itself can be recited even by an individual, memela shem tefillah betzibur chal rak asher kol asar mitpalim. The shame, the designation of tefillah betzibur only exists on the tzibur of 10 who are davening. Lumat zot, as opposed to lim dvarim shebikdusha, yesh isur laomram biyachid. Since you can't say dvarim shebikdusha as individuals, l'chein tzrichim le'emer rak basara. In other words, the lack of a minyan is ma'akev in reciting dvarim shebikdusha, but that's not the same as saying you need 10 to be obligated. Okay, that's Ramosha Feinstein's opinion. You see in the Chalkas Yaakov of Rav Yaakov Breish, he disagrees. Chalak Alf Simon Chav. He says about this case. I'll give you nafkamim in a second. Let's just finish Rav Breish. Val shela so kishem espalu shishan hashem etziruv davs kishar espalu is it tefillah b'tzibur? Question: is it considered tefillah b'tzibur if you have 6 who davened plus another 4? So he says gam kein lofi anias daiti kevan shemavur lehedya barishon arishon barambam. Since the Rambam says explicitly, and the Achron Achronim Mishnah Brura explicitly as well, shezeh nikra tefillah b'tzibur, v'cheina olam nagim mekad masdon, everybody held that way as well, v'chipasti be'aniv lo matzasi misha yomah hepech zeh, right, and see here the Irkus Moshe. Could be he wrote this before that. Lo nicha l'morayu da'amrat hachi, lilmad chov l'yisrael shel kimu mitzvah tefillah b'tzibur. According to Chalkas Yaakov, there's no distinction between the what makes up a minyan and the ability to recite Dvarim Shebikdusha. It's the same thing. 10 is 10. So if you have 6 davening and 4 listening, so that's a tzibur also, according to him. We're not going to break it down to those elements. Yes?
The mitzvah of tzibur.
Yes.
what would you call it if you had six people who didn't daven and four who did?
That's not betzibur anymore.
So what? Then you don't have the mitzvah of betzibur.
Yes, correct.
What do you have?
You have four individuals
no.
who are annoying six people to watch them daven.
There's got to be something else.
Yeah.
Because there's Dorsha
Bikdusha. No, you can't say Dorsha Bikdusha.
No, you can't.
No, if you have four who did not daven and six did.
Yeah, that's the first.
No. Six who.
You can.
No. You have
six who didn't.
And four who didn't. Oh, that's a Ruba Kukulo.
Right, okay. So what is that called?
Oh. I mean, it's not a tzibur?
It's not a mitzvah of tzibur.
Exactly. So, Kotra Moshe.
Is there a mitzvah of Dorsha Bikdusha?
Oh, yes. It's called a heter to say Dorsha Bikdusha. That's what Moshe says. In other words, you avert the isser of saying Dvarim Shebekdusha with less than 10 because you have 10.
But I would think it's more than that. He's saying you're Yotze Dvarim Shebekdusha.
Yes, you're Yotze, correct.
It's not like it's a head there. You're getting the
mitzvah. Right. His point is that it's usher to say Dvarim.
Well,
you're Mekadesh Hashem.
It's not mitzvah of tzibur.
I would say that the Dvarim Shebekdusha is on a high. If you Yotze that, then why wouldn't you be Yotze to the tzibur? Like, I would think that's on a higher level. So.
But isn't Chazaras Hashatz everybody's already passed because they've already said Shemot Esrei?
So we didn't get to Chazaras Hashatz. Let's say we're talking about let's say Ma'ariv. Let's say we're talking about Mincha.
Besides that,
yeah.
The six who are davening and the four that have already gotten an answer, they're answering al tzibur.
Yes.
They're answering Amen. They're answering Yehoshmei Rabba. They're answering to the Baruch Hu. They're saying Aleinu. So what are they not?
What are they lacking?
Right. Because
right.
They're not saying Kriya Shema again. What is it that they're lacking that you would not consider this to be a tzibur?
Okay. So it's a good question. That's the point. What you're basically saying is what the Chalkas Yaakov says. So Rav Moshe disagrees, right? And he says the difference is this, that when you want to create an entity of a tzibur, for the purpose of Tfilah B'Tzibur, Tfilah B'Tzibur means you have 10 people davening. Asara, what's the language in the Chayadam? Asara Anashim Shem Gedolim B'Yachad. That's a Tzibur. But here you don't have that because they're not davening. It's Mispalim. Shispalu Asara Anashim Shem Gedolim B'Yachad. You're lacking that because you don't have 10. What you have is a heterocyte Dvarim Shebekdusha. Now, with the Chalkas Yaakov writes, when he mentioned Rishon HaRishonim, he's referring to the Rambam. Look how the Rambam explains Tfilah B'Tzibur. Hilchas Tfilah Perek Ches Halacha Dalet. Ketzedi Tfilah Satzibur. Yechod Mispal B'Kol Rom V'Kol Shomim. One person davens out loud, everyone listens. Ve'inosin came B'Pachas Me'asar Gadol V'Nechor. You can't do this less than 10 adult, free men. U'Shlech Tzibur Echod Mem. The shots can count as one. V'Afilu Hoyu Mikzosan Shekvar Hispalu. The Yotzi de Chovoson, even if some already daven, they fulfill their obligation. Mashlim Elam Lasar, they can complete the number of 10. Vushia Rov Hasar Shalaspal, as long as you have Rov, majority of the 10 that did not daven. So too for Kedusha, Kriyasa Torah, etc. Vichay Naka Pasha Shochanach Harab, Vikvos Arambam. Okay. So it's a question then from the Rambam on Moshe Feinstein. Because the Rambam is pretty clear, he merges everything together. Tfilah B'Tzibur, right? And Dvarim Shebekdusha. Amnam, Cholkim Eshiva Shedivri HaRambam Midyachasim Dafka Chazar Hashatz. Those who argue say the Rambam's words reference Chazar Hashatz. Ach Ein Mikan Raya Shetfilat Lacha Shal Shishi Yechidim Techashay Tfilah B'Tzibur Adetzerev Shal Arbo Shekvar Etpa'alu. But that's not to say you can prove from the Rambam that people diving a silent Amida, six people, that becomes a Tfilah B'Tzibur. And it's Reb Chaim, of course, who breaks down the area to its elements. So this is the Chidush Reb Chaim. He speaks in the context of Paras Al Hashma. Ve'enot Tzor Sheyehe Kol Asor Shal Espa'alu. Utfilo betzibur hu chazar sashatz. When we say tfilo betzibur, we're talking about chazar sashatz. Dahainu sheechad mispalel v'ashar shomim. One davens, the others listen, like they do in Eidat Mizrach. They don't tzarch shukulam uchuyam. They don't have to be obligated. Ela rov mechuyam sagi. Avo mitpalelim tzrichim shekulam yitpalelu. But of those who are davening, they all have to daven. In other words, in terms of chazar sashatz, if you have one saying everything and others listening, among the listeners can be people davened already. But if everyone's davened be yichidus, then you need everyone to daven to constitute a tefillah b'tzibur. L'chein b'chazar sashatz shekulam shomim v'zeh tefillah som day barov. Ava b'tefillah b'lachash kishrov v'nyam mechuyavim umid kvar espalu lo yuchl tzar shei nikra shespalu b'tzibur. When we're talking about chazar sashatz, so then it's day barov. But when you're talking about tefillah b'lachash, if you have a rove minion and others with you making up the minion, that's not a tzir for a tzibur, because you don't have a tzibur of mispalim. It's a very interesting area. Yes. 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 Why is that? Yes. That is no chiyuv to do that. We're only talking Shmoneh Esrei here. No. That's a frill. No, you should start whenever the time comes. You just encourage people to come late then. Yeah, that'll go over well early in the morning.
Not the first minute.
Not the first
minute. Could you imagine it'd be war?
Tefillah b'lachash. Yeah, that's the tefillah with which most people are yotzei today. That's correct.
I'm saying if you don't have what
you lack a tzibur.
You lack
so you fulfill the mitzvah of tefillah, but you don't fulfill the mitzvah of tefillah tzibur.
No, but if say six have not davened yet, yes. But four have.
Yes.
You don't have the tefillah tzibur.
Yes.
Belachash,
correct.
But you do with Hazar
Sashatz. Hazar Sashatz, that's Reb Chaim, that's correct.
Right. So why not?
It's the shots. Oh, we'll get to that. Because that's a takanas chazal to daven first. But there are circumstances, you're right, there are circumstances when you would skip it. We'll see that in a little while. What's the nafka mina here? It's a good case. One second. Let's say you're at a... let's say you finish something. Let's say mincha is at 5 o'clock, all right? And you're at some place, and you're able to daven mincha earlier, but you just have rov tzibur. The question is, can you daven and forego tefillah b'tzibur, or should you wait for the regular minute daven a tefillah b'tzibur? That's a classic case. Now, if you just turn the page, lemasa nir shelechadchila odif lachashosh l'shitat or Moshe Feinstein lachagat lasar shel paulu lechadchila. Won't you try to wait to have a minion daven together with you tefillah b'tzibur? But ukepshat tiver chayodam. If you have just a small minion, so people are late, they should try to catch up to the ones who are davening. Or if the time is fleeting, then you can be mitzari four, you can combine 4 to 6, we didn't daven, and rely on the Chelkas Yaakov, who says you still have a kim of tefillah b'tzibur. But interesting svara, the Reb Moshe and Reb Chaim had the distinction between tefillah b'tzibur on the one hand and the recitation of Dvarim Shebekdusha on the other hand. You had a question?
Yes, just...
Speak, I have 2 ears. Speak at the same time.
Sometimes at weddings, somebody's
a
latecomer. All of a sudden, he starts saying Shemesh out loud.
Yeah.
He wants to get a
Kedusha. Yeah, cowboy. So we'll see that. A Yachid can't do that. All right? When I was living in Kew Gardens Hills, I was once at a shtiebel. I remember it was a tinus, in fact. And we finished Myriv. All right? Myriv! And it was Chasish shtiebel. Guy walks in, gives a clap. Asher Shrisecho! And he says, Chatzi Kaddish. And he starts Shemot Esrei out loud. Just that stunt. I said to the Rav, Spink actually, what is this guy doing? I walked out. It's out of his mind. Mm-hmm. The stars are out already. We're about to go home and eat, and he's diving minutes.
He's a chassid.
He's a chassid.
What's that?
He walks in and says,
right, you mean the rogue baruch hu that people have at the end of davening here? Ah, people do that. It's not our minig, but the minig Eretz Yisrael, so we can't object too much. They do, and the Sfaradim do it also.
What we're not saying here is what is tefillah b'tzibur. What qualitatively?
So we discussed that in the past, but you have different opinions. Is it the davening together of 10 people, the tefillah b'lachash, or is it the tefillah of the shatz, chazar sashatz, or is it both? Can they both be construed on some levels tefillah b'tzibur? Okay, we'll get into this area a little. Let's go to the next point. Shmoneh Esrei im hashatz. All right. Now, when a person comes late to shul, what are his options? What are his options? Comes late, and the tefillah already said in middle Shemoneh Esrei. God forbid. So Gemara says in Brachos Daf Chaf Alpha Amud Beis number 7, Amar Rav Huna Hanichnas Lebeis Hakneses Umotza Tzibur Shemispalin, comes to Shul and he sees the Tzibur Davening Shmon Esrei Im Yochal Aschir VeLegmor Atchaleigia Shlech Tzibur LeModim Yispalu V'Mlav Al Yispal. If he can start and finish by the time the Shatz gets to Modim, then he should daven by himself Shmon Esrei. If not, Al Yispalel. Rabbi Shimon Levi adds the same thing, but if he could daven at shelo yagia shachzib lekedusha yispalel vimlav al yispal, if he could finish before kedusha, he should daven. If not, he should not daven. Hainu asul tefilat hayachid lavo al cheshbon amir kedusha matzibur or shechiyah b'modim. His kedusha with the tzibur or his bowing at modim cannot come at the expense of. The opposite. His tefilas yachid, his tefilas as an individual, cannot come at the expense of his answering kedusha or bowing at modim. Amnam, kasur rishonim shem adam ein yachal amtink l'kedusha b'chazar l'shatz. If a person can't wait for the shatz to get to kedusha, for example, he wants to be somech gul l'tefilah, then he could start shmon esrei together with the shatz, and he says together with the shatz kedusha mila b'mila. So what are we talking about? A guy comes late to shul, all right? And of course, there are so many variables, how late you come, what you should say, what you should skip. But take the worst scenario. He came at a time where he may be able to finish Shmon Esrei before the Shatz gets to Kedusha, so he'll answer, or he may not. In such a case, if he doesn't know for sure, he should not say Shmon Esrei, then he could do one of two things. He could wait till after Chazar HaShatz, so he'd be able to answer Kedusha and bow at Modim and then say Shmon Esrei, or he could start saying the Shmon Esrei together with the Shatz. Now, this latter scenario is not uncommon. It should be exercised. Let's say a person comes late. Mincha is easy, but even Shachris, a person comes late, and people saying Shmon Esrei already, and he's finishing Kriyat Shema. So he wants to be Soma Gula Tefila. So what do we say? You should stop at Shir Chadasha, all right? Wait, can't wait too long, but if it's going to be a minute or so, wait till you see people start rumbling about, the shot's about to start, and then continue to the Engal Yisrael, and then start Shmon Esrei together with the shots, Mila b'Mila. Now here's the Rambam in Hilchos Tefila Perek Yud Halacha Tezayin. Also, lo mispal b'tzibur shiyakim tefilas b'tfilas hatzibur. Those davening b'tzibur cannot say their tefillah before the tzibur does. Hanichnas lebeis haknesses umotz tzibur mispalim belachash. Person comes to shul, everyone's davening a silent amida. Im yochel lahaschiv v'ligmor atchel yagiyah shlach tzibur lekedusha yispalim lav. If he can finish before the shatz gets to kedusha, he davens. If not, he has to wait. Then v'yispalimo belachash mila b'mila. He says Kedusha with the shots through Akel HaKadosh, then he can daven silently by himself. If he's stuck, and he just stands silently during the Kedusha, and listens, doesn't answer Amen, Yesh Meraba, no brachos, he just is stuck. But that is a situation to be avoided. Yes?
No, I'm sorry. You said he says Kedusha with the
shots. Shots, correct.
But he says, don't have Kedusha in Matzibur.
Yes, in Matzibur, that's correct. All right, so we'll see. You're right. The Rambam says he says it together with the Tzibur, right? We'll see whether it means together with the shots or with the Tzibur. Hainu, the Yachir Udav with the shots, he's considered to be davening b'tzibur, at least regarding Anias Kedusha Yachad Itam. So says as well Tosfos and the Rosh and other Rishonim. Imzot, the Poskim write, Shematzav Zashatil Yach Mashach Tzibur, Lo Lachad Chil, Noad Rakel Matzav Shabu Adam, Eni Yochal Amtin, Latchil Ad Sheishma Kedush Bechazor Nashatz. Most say Lachad Chil, one should not do this. It's not a good thing, and it's only where you can't wait for a variety of reasons. And here's the Mechaber, Kuf Tes, Sif Bez. Im Maschil Ispam Im Shach Tzibur, Kishigim Hashatz Nakdishach, Yomar Imo Milo B'Milo Kol HaKadusha, Kamo Shomer. If you're doing this, then you when the shatz comes to kedusha, you say together with the shatz mila b'mila, meaning you're just mimicking him. the whole kedusha. V'chein yomer ima mila mila birchas hakel kadosh birchas shemat tefila. Because according to Mechaber, you're saying the whole Shmoneh Esrei with the shots, everything out loud. V'gam yechaving shagia shots lemodim agia gamu lemodim. Make sure you say modim with him. You bow together. Hatov shimcha, bow as well. Kedei sheyishcha mashatz b'modim. But the Ramah adds, "Avol chachilo yaschal achas she'omar kedusha kela kadosh el shem hutzach la'asu mikosh hashov veres kedelis magul tefila dina hachi." The chachil one should not do this. The only situation is if you're running out of time, zman tefila is pressing, and you have to be some magul tefila shachers. So then you're not going to be able to wait. So smichas gul tefila will take precedence. Now mila b'mila, the Mishnah Berurah says. Means you say Nekadesh, Lador Vador, through Akel HaKadosh, and then you finish on your own. Im Yuchal L'Sayim Kodem She'yagia Shatz L'Sim Shemaat Tefillah. Shemaat Tefillah is the after Akel HaKadosh, most important bracha to answer. So, there are a few things. You have to try to finish certainly before Modim, but obviously finish before Shemaat Tefillah. Yeah. Is it possible for a person saying the silent Amida from Akel HaKadosh, from Atachonein, to finish to the end before the shots gets to Shema Tefillah?
Depends on
you. Depends who the shots is, and depends who Mespal is. It is possible. Now, if a Tainus Sibur, he should not say, if he's saying Mila B'Mila, like the Mechaber said, he should not say Anenu with the shots, who says it before Rifa'enu. It's a bracha b'fnei atzma, but he says it b'Shema Tefillah. But the other brachos, Akel HaKadosh, certainly is mesayim together with the shots. So, Mashma Mikola now, yes.
How is it possible that a person can try to, he pays attention to the Shliach Tzibur enough to say it Mila B'Mila with
it, right,
and he's still paying attention to what the words mean? How can a person focus on
that? Well, how does the shots do that? No, he's saying it, he's not just listening.
The whole davening, yeah.
Well, that's why we encourage people to come on time. That's correct. But he could have as much kavanah as the Shliach Tzibur is having.
Well, why? The Shliach Tzibur doesn't have to pay attention to what somebody else is saying.
No, no, no. Once you get the pace, all right, you could hear what you're saying yourself. You don't have to hear the shots.
You repeat with them.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like the Pledge of Allegiance. I say it together. People are popping.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yes. You don't necessarily have to listen. You'll know because everyone else is going to say amen.
That's correct. That's your pace.
If you're not in the right place, then you need to go faster or slower to readjust
that's
yourself.
Correct.
So you don't necessarily have to listen to the word.
If you're in the middle of Tefillah Balachas,
yes,
the Tzibur reaches Kedusha, does everybody agree that it's best to stop?
Yes,
you have no choice.
Except if you're in Tzol Lashon Emira, all right, then you could answer fully. Once you've said Yilatzon Merithi, you could answer fully.
Some people say that if the modem, that you could
answer. I know. How could that be? Mishmon Esrei.
Answer is nothing. You can't answer the Kaddish.
People say that.
I know people say Kaddish Yisrael says that.
How could that be?
I don't know how he says it. But
right. Could be a misprint. A miss here. What would be the difference? It's all no difference between Modim and Magen Avraham or Rifa'in. It's all the same Shmoneh Esrei. Maybe meant after Sim Shalom. I'm saying maybe meant after Sim Shalom. All right, let's look into that.
But you still think you can't stand the Kaddish.
Who says that, right? Okay. Now, so Mash Mikol no. Shadif lam timila hadchil shmoneh esrei al achash yana lekedusha al shalosh shatz rak oz lachol tefillah belachash. It's better then to wait until after kedusha to start your private amida. Me'asher lachil mamash biyachem hashatz lomad kedusha betoch tefillah talachash. It's better to wait if you can. Time's not a factor, and daven after kedusha than to daven with the shatz mila b'mila and say kedusha in the middle of tefillah belachash. Amnam, the Mishnah Berurah says, according to the Rishon, the Acharonim, Shenakta Shemuta Gamachatchila Tchil Tfilat Alachas Mashatz, Vachashishanu, Yikishesh Tarach Mesuyam. But Mishnah Berurah says, you can do it. Even Lachatchil, you can do it, as long as you are able to do it, and certainly if you need to be Somekul at Tfilah. Ayim Chai Adam, number 11, in the Mishnah Berurah, Shemash Mamine, Lakopan Bashachas, Bavadi Eshlakel Bazeh, Kedesh Leit Starach Lamtin Kolkach Mashir Chadasha. In other words, when you're at Shir Chadash already, better to start then with the shots than to have to wait at Shir Chadash until Akel HaKadosh, because then it's already a very long delay. All right? And even mincha b'mekel as well. So l'sikum, a person who cannot start tefillah, shalo yispik, he was not able to start tefillah b'alach Hashem atzibur, he has three options. Im yochol asayim lefnei sheyagia shatz l'kedusha, yispa b'alachas k'ragu matzibur. If he can finish before shatz gets to kedusha, so daven regularly, pick it up in the middle. And you'll finish along with the rest of the tzibur. Or at least before kedusha. If he can't finish that quickly, then he should wait until the shot starts kedusha, yana kedusha matzibur, and then start tefillah b'alachas on his own. If there's a tzarach mesuyam, a particular need, like he's at shir chadasha, or he has to hurry for another reason, zman tefillah, then he should start tefillah b'alachas with the shots. Say with the shots, say the kedusha, and then just be careful to sign with him, hakel kadosh and shomer tefillah. The fact is, we see that saying the silent amida together with the shatz, that is not a good option. That's not lechatchila done. But if it only if it needs to be done, then you could do it.
Is that considered tefillah
b'tzibur? Yes.
And if he doesn't, then it's not considered
tefillah. If he says the private tefillah b'lachash when the shatz is saying
tefillah, if he can't keep. I mean, if he can't do it and he does kedusha with the tzibur, then he does shmonas by himself. That's not.
No. It's a good question. It's a good, he didn't daven with the tzibur, but even chazaras hashatz is a din of tefillah b'tzibur.
Right, so he didn't do it.
Let's see the Chassam Sofer. Binigud, as opposed to this, the Chassam Sofer argues that the tefillah b'lachash together with chazaras hashatz, he kiyum shel ikar din shel tefillah b'tzibur. Chassam Sofer says lechatchila, that's a din of tefillah b'tzibur. So that is a chiddush. Okay, that's Jackie's question. A guy is davening a silent amida alongside the shatz. Is that tefillah b'tzibur? Most would say no. Some would say on some level it is. The Chassam Sofer says no. That is ikar tefillah b'tzibur. How so? So the shut Chassam Sofer kovetz tshuva siman dalad. Why is that ikar tefillah b'tzibur? What individuals daven on their own belachash, the Chassam Sofer says, that's a tefillah yachid. No one's davening together. Yeah, you're with other people, but you're in your own world. If you're in your own world, by definition, it's a tefillas yachid. Rak mash echa motzi rabim is a mikra b'tzibur. There has to be some tzibur nexus, one on behalf of many, all right? That becomes a tefillas rabim, that's tefillah b'tzibur. V'rak mipnei she'i afshah she'echavnu kul mul shech tzibur, tiknu she'yispal kolecha ba'atzma, v'yaroi she'yomru imo milo b'milo, she'zeo kamo motzi rabim yidei chavasad. Only because it's impossible m'chavein to the shots, that's where the Masakein Tefillah, the Tefillas Yachid. But it would be roi to say the whole Tefillah with the shots, because he's motzi everyone. And he quotes has a raya from a Gemara Sukkah that Hillel, I'm sorry, Gabi Hallel, Shom Ron Acharov, Mashomek, Ma'on Hashem, etc. El Gezyasir Shatz, Tefillaso Tikkun Belachash Tefillah. Why do we say Tefillah Belachash? So the Shatz should be able to organize his Tefillah. All right. Okay, that's a maverick opinion. Rav Moshe rejected it through and through. It's in Igris Moshe, Archaim Chel Gimel Simon Tes. So Yosef Tamua, Moshe B'Sev, look at the Shut, Mechassam Sofer, that he said that if the Yachid davs with the Shatz, that's Iker Tefillah B'Tzibur, Harei Kol Dvarm Eluhu Lechor Divrei Tos. He says at first glance, everything he says seems to be a mistake. Shakala takana haisa kedei lahotzi hasheina bekim. All takana of tefillah of chazaras hashatz is to be motzi those who are not baki. So therefore, in theory, if you have people bekim, you would need chazaras hashatz. No, that's our minute. We have chazaras hashatz, but the ikar the tefillah belachash. How then can the Chassam Sofer say the ikar tefillah is the chazaras hashatz? V'mrak tefillah hashatz lotzi hoya tefillah sibur haray hoya loim l'sakim b'shul za'atzma l'olam k'tehu tam sheikah b'cholei svidon v'udam brum shalo shaykh l'achalok hazeh. He said, all you have is the tefillah hashatz v'imotzi, if that's the tefillah b'tzibur, that should be the only takana. Let the shatz say the Shmon Esrei, everyone listens, v'gamarnu. He brings another raya as well. So Chassam Sofer is a real puzzle. Rav Vazner in the Shevet HaLevi clarifies. Eor Chaim, Chelek Dalet, Siman Yud Aleph, and he takes on Rav Moshe, Umchilas Kvot Arasa Lokenu. He justifies the Chassam Sofer, one good Hungarian to another. How so? Because you see, skip to the second line, he says there are really two dinim in the laws of Tfilah B'Tzibah. Hi, right? Line before. You see, the Gemara says in Yoma, Pesach the Karman Mishum Dasi Bichnufya. Pesach is called a Karman Sibur, and it's also brought with a gathering of people. Afal Pishakol Yochid Osala Atzma. See, having Karman Pesach, you have everyone bring it on their own, right? Tzchi of each family, but it's considered something done with Sibur. So you have this merger of the action of a Yochid, but it has ramifications in Sibur. Hare, from here he derives as follows. Hare dika shnei gidrei avodas tzibur. The two parameters, two criteria in avodas tzibur, public service. Hainu, korban avur kol tzibur. There's a korban brought for everyone. And then umashe miskapsim lasos avodasim betzibur. The fact that people gather to do something in public. Ukamo kein l'inyan tfilos. He says the same thing exists by tfilah as well. What the Chassam Sofer said is that the real tfilos tzibur hamiti is through the shatz and not through the am. Because there you have both criteria. You have the karban for the whole tzibur, and you have the knufi as well, the people were gathered together to say the karban. But, pshita ma'od, mashi yechidim smal be'atzim nikra tfilos yachid, ein ritzon tfilos yachid mamash. He says, the Chassam Sofer doesn't mean it's just an individual tfilah, and the fact he's saying with the minion matters not at all. He's not saying that. Ela leumas milas hatfilah mashatz toar tfilas yachid, as opposed to the tfilah. Only in comparison to what the shatz is doing is this called the tfilas yachid. That's all, like the Karm Pesach as well. But in so far as it's a tfilah b'tzibur, of course it's tfilah b'tzibur, notwithstanding that it's being recited by individuals. Vim kein hashto takana sakadmonim kenu shukatziv mispal b'fnei atzma yochid yochid. The original takana was everyone davens on their own. Vim kein mikri sod alocha kvar yotzu tfilah b'tzibur. If everyone is davened, then really you don't need a tfilah of the shatz. Ubishvil Tosefes Milo Shachazar Shatz Ain Bofen Kazela Hosef Milo Tfilas Tzibor Shekev and Shekvar Yatsu. You couldn't have a din of Tfilah B'Tzibor since everyone already davened but the Shatz. So that's why we say the Shatz is actually Choser. We require the Shatz to be Choser. Hashto Im Eira Sheechot Echar. The Hutzrach Lispal Mashatz Bechazar Sashatz Koyov Lechassam Sofer Milo Tfilah B'Tzibur. That's what the Chassam Sofer said. If a person tarried and he was forced to daven his private amidah with Chazar Sashatz, see, he says it has a din of Tfilah B'Tzibur also. Dahainu Darga Rishon Tfilah B'Tzibur. It's the first category. He partook of the Karban Avur Kol HaTzibur. So he may not have been part of the kibbutz of the tzibur, but he did have the first criterion. Upashut shezek havana sachasam sofer eino chasav shemcholik al yisodek kadmon pshut emeshkum kfi and everyone else, and that's the minig. The Magen Avraham writes, lispal mincha miyad bekol ram etzim mispal also ito mil b'mila need mafsin mitzad echad marvich mitzad acher. That's the hechik dush we'll get to in a moment. So just to summarize, yes.
Right.
That was it. Only the shatz daven. That was the tefillah. Only the shatz daven. Right. All right. So 15. Tefillah kehilchasa. Tov shashatz yomar tamikol nusach gudusha bekol ram. Sheritzach l'shomer l'omer yachadito. The shatz should say the whole kedusha out loud. You have to hear it and say it together with him. Meaning, if you're davening together with the shatz. B'malacha aniel kedusha. We're answering kedusha. Yag biaf mispalos raglov. He's talking about the guy's davening with the shatz. He has to lift his feet like the shatz does, like everyone else does. Yesh l'stapik and mispal mashatz yomer ito gam borchena baruchem shuleshes. That's part of birchas kohen. If he mispal ito mila b'mila, maybe that he shouldn't say. Yesh kasher rosh hashanah omra. Some say he should say birchas kohen together with the shatz, meaning it's really He's just mimicking the shots. Taina Sibri says Anenu like any yochid, not with the shots. Okay. One other point, I want to just try to finish this up with just a little left. We don't have to read everything inside. It talks, I learned a new phrase, mincha k'tzara, short mincha. Even in Israel, they call it haicha kedusha, like they call here. So what's that inyan? So the Kolbo says, Simon Chav Zayin, number 16, Mispal Shmaser al Seder Belachash, that's our minig, Tfil Belachash, then Chazar Sashatz, the Hotzi Mishen Oboki, the Rash writes, Zelashano, Ushech Tzibo Shenichnas Abeis HaKnes, and what's the Tzibo Shespal Belachash, Shatz comes into Shul, strange Shul, and the Tzibo is already davening, it's really done a Mizrach, because often you don't even have a Chazan go up until late. But Tzibo is davening, saying Shmon Esrei, and he marches in. I was at a shul like that recently. The shots came not much before Shochinah, but not our shul, different shul. Vutzarach lavo lifnei ateva la'altar yor lifnei ateva spa b'korem letzibur v'natzarach lachsu spa b'lachash. This is his case. Shots comes in late. They're up to Chazaras HaShatz. He could just march into Chazaras HaShatz and say it without preceding it with a private amida la'acher motzi. He's motzi others. Why can motzi himself? All right. So we say, in fact, that the shatz only says the tefillah balachash to prepare himself. If he can't, he can't. All right. That's why shaila. Let's say it's Rosh Chodesh, and the shatz forgets to say yal v'yavo and his private amida. To say it again?
No.
No, because he's davening a Shmon Esrei again. So that's a Shmon Esrei. Now, in terms of a haicha dusha, note he says at the bottom. Five lines from the bottom. Tzibur shall spalu vein shos bayom l'spal b'tzibur b'lachash leir etshatz lifnei ateva. Late in the day, enough time for a full min chazar sashatz. Afal pi shos lovely dekach. Even though you can't come to this, nonetheless, yotz b'tzibur yechovas b'tfilas shilach tzibur. The shat shadavim is echovasan, and this is how it's done. Tzrichu la tzibur lamad achar b'shos yu yored m'yirosh ha'tfilo at sofa. Kom shum spal l'atzmo. The tzibur just follows the shatz, stands. He goes down, Eimafsikin, Eimasikin, on Kedusha, and then they say Tachanun, and they're on. Now, I want to just finish up. We're not going to meet next week. So, I'll just read it, because you have just a few areas. It's very brief. It'll be done in 5 minutes. Okay, so just turn the page. What you have is actually a machlokes onto how the Hoicha Kedusha is done. All right? The Beis Yosef says that it's b'shas adchak. Achshav nagu barov hamakomus l'spal l'achil shel tzibur b'tvias mincha b'kol ram kedei shiyanu kedusha achar l'tzarech l'achzor l'spal b'kol ram. Beis Yosef says their general minig was to only have this haicha kedusha for mincha. Mincha you just had the chazar sashatz and they said it with him mila b'mila. All right. The Darkei Moshe said no. Anu ein nog and kain, but we have a regular tefillah b'lachash and then Chazar Sashatz, except Milvad Heicha Shadavar Nachutz. If you're running out of time, and then Oz Maschu Miyal Spal Bekorim Kedushiyanu Kedusha B'Shaita Chinu Ba'Ril Rakchil Chol Pachos Yichad Mehen Shol Yispal Kedushiyanu Omenachat Shlech Zibor. Then he commanded that at least one should listen to the brachos. Now Kuf Chav Dalet Sif Beis. Note the Mechaber just has the first case of the late shots. I don't mean the deceased shots. I mean the shots who came late. It's the Ramah who adds the case of the Haicha Kedusha. The Mechaber doesn't have that case. And he says, V'cheinu b'shas atchak. Because she'yor she'yavaz man tfilo, yuchel spa miyad b'kol rom, t'yum spa imo milo b'milo b'lachash, alachkel ha'kodosh, so she'echad l'chapoch she'ana amen acha b'rchas ha'shatz. Now what the Ramah says is actually not what the Kolbo said, because the Kolbo said the Haicha Kedusha, it's not Haicha Kedusha. Everyone says every word with the shatz, until the very end. It's the Ramah who limited it, and you see others as well. Now, Mishabur says, too, it's Shas HaTchak. If it's Shas HaTchak, so, like he mentions in the notes, you find many places, workplaces, yeshivos, they say a Hecha Kedusha every day. Right? God forbid. How could that be? See, he quotes Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, Emes LeYaakov, the 21, who says the Iker Takana of Chazar Sashatz was only in shul, where the Amei Aretz daven, you know how to daven, but the Takana Chazar Sashatz was never meant for Beis HaMedrash, where people sitting and learning. So therefore, it's not necessary at all, and that's the reason why many yeshivos, they don't repeat the Shmon Esrei at Mincha, only in Shachris because of Smichas Gula L'Tfilah. Then he discusses the area, should a Shat say out loud the entire Tfilah? Some say yes, but based on the Ramah, we do not. All right. What does the Tzibur do? What does the Tzibur do? Haichak Dusha? So again, it's a Machlokes, but the Ramah is right. At least one person should be able to answer Amen to what the Shatz is saying. But generally we find that the Ramah suggested that no one say it. Everyone just listen and then start afterwards. Chacham Avadya disagrees and he says everyone should say Mila B'Mila with the Shatz, not wait to answer. So what do we do practically? Whatever you want. There are always some people who wait till after Kedusha to start their silent Amida, and others who will just say Mila B'Mila through Hakel HaKadosh and then start again. Okay. Say Kadosh Rabbanon. All right, so next week, but not me.